This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A plane crashed in New York City shortly after 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. The plane was American Airlines Flight 587, departing Kennedy Airport for Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It was a twin-engine Airbus A300 with a seating capacity of 275. All major airports in the New York City area were closed following the crash, and planes were diverted elsewhere. The mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani, had this to say.
The airports have been closed for a while, and I talked to the governor, and just as a precaution, we're going to close the bridges and tunnels for an hour or two and see if this is an isolated incident, which is what we hope it is. And now we should really focus all of our efforts on trying to see if we can find survivors.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. NPR's Melissa Block is in New York City. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This plane crashed on takeoff from Kennedy Airport with a presumably full load of jet fuel and crashed into a neighborhood in the Queens section of New York.
Right, in the Rockaways, which is a beach community of small, usually one and two family homes stretched out along this very long peninsula over right on the water. It's a beach community like any other beach community. It's easy to forget that you're in New York City when you're out there. There are reports of some homes that are on fire, varying reports. There's TV footage now showing pieces of the jet that have fallen on the streets in front of gas stations, large pieces of fuselage. Eyewitnesses in the neighborhood are reporting seeing some version of this scenario, that one of the engines appears to have either separated from the plane, or there may have been some explosion on the wing that caused the engine to separate from the plane before the plane nosedived into the ground. Now, obviously, everyone sees something different in cases like this, and it's very early to tell what specifically happened to that plane that caused it to crash. And at this point, as we said, there's no indication that it was terrorism.
President Bush has postponed a scheduled interview with Russian and American reporters so he could monitor the investigation into the crash. No indication of terrorism, but of course that's what leaps to mind so soon after the events of September 11th.
Absolutely. And in any crash like this, I'm reminded of TWA Flight 800, where the FBI for many, many months thought that this was a terrorist investigation, and ultimately that crash was determined to be mechanical error. Obviously, this is a different situation coming so soon after the attacks of September 11th. And there are reports now that with the city on high alert, that there are F-15 jets patrolling the area, patrolling the skies as a safety precaution, according to the mayor. Mayor Giuliani, urging New Yorkers to remain calm. This has been his mantra since September 11th, that New Yorkers should try to go about their lives as much as possible. Obviously, this sets things on their head somewhat.
And the city has shut down the tunnels and bridges leading into New York.
Shut down for a while. There are conflicting reports now of whether some of those entry points may now be opened. The mayor had said originally that they would be shut down for an hour or so. I think it's starting to get back to normal, but obviously everything's on a high state of alert, as it has been here. Trucks going into the city have been stopped and searched over bridges, going into tunnels for the last 2 months, and obviously security now will be ratcheted up. If it hadn't been ratcheted up to the tightest extent before, it will be now.
There are reports of shops and houses in the area on fire. I'm sure New Yorkers have to be wondering, what next? Haven't we suffered enough?
Yeah, I mean, first with the attacks, and then there were numerous anthrax scares in this city. Now you have another plane crash, and unfortunately, this city has seen its share of plane crashes over the last few years. There's a hotel out by Kennedy Airport that has become the site where family members of people on board planes that have crashed go to get information. That is now in place. There are triage centers. Remember, this is Veterans Day, and schools are closed. So some schools in the area are now being turned into triage centers. If they do find any survivors, that's where they'll be taken.
And being Veterans Day, you have a federal holiday for federal employees. So the response might be affected in that way here in Washington.
I'm sure everyone will be deployed. I know it's been hard to get through to the FAA today because their machines are saying that they are on vacation, but everyone, certainly all the rescue workers here whose attention may have been focused on Ground Zero and taking care of the rubble and trying to find remains there, unfortunately now they have another focus of their activities today, and it's out in Queens.